Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Friday, November 14, year of our Lord 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it is 9:08 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because the government's actually operating. It's also the place where the heroes and veterans we've lost this year, who have made us and kept us free, are honored each day with the help of our friend John Basiliga, and today featuring one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. That includes Matthew Jones, Wilkes-Barre, William Jansen, Scranton, Nazarino Galassi, Scranton, Frank Zimmerowitz, Carbondale, James J. Spare, Hazel Township, Richard Schneider, Freeland, Thomas Evans, Bloomsburg, the United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was determined to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, whether they use it to lie or not. They're free to do so. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And yes, the double entendre is intended there. And so, with that essential preamble dispensed with, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising all of you that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity in a world where the entire leadership of the Democrat Party and the globalists and the environmentalists and the entire establishment has gone insane. It isn't you. It's them. Please be aware of that. Did I gavel this to order? If I didn't, I'm doing it again. So yesterday, I went down to the garage with my buddies, and it was a smaller group than usual, but a great group. We had fun, a little homemade wine, a little, I'm not a big fan of tripe, but the tripe that our man Bobby made was just fabulous. And then the safrit from the Filetes Festival. Oh, just fat. And then Bobby Agostini makes chicken that it sings. And had a couple cigars and all of that. Well, then the sad duty, I had to go to the Carlucci Golden DeSantis funeral home and my friend Jack Kuchak's wake. He was 49 years old. He, a force of nature, just a character. Wife Chrissy, his daughter, remained behind, and a lot of different family members, and stopped by there to just express my condolences. I have his picture with me, and he's going to be buried this morning. Well, then after that, I'm not one of those people that ever needs a drink. But I went to a neighborhood bar in South Scranton called The Dugout. It was a bunch of people, cuties, friends, and others that met up there. And I swear I'd been there before, but I don't think I was. I thought I was there dozens of times. But when I went in, it was completely different. First of all, there's no sign. It's just a building. It's got a little bit of lighting on it. The front door is on the side of the building. And you go in there, and it's just a beautiful neighborhood bar. And so that was great. Then they start bringing the food out. I mean, their pizza was like Old Forge quality. The wings, all the food was unbelievable. This Dugout, I'm telling you, what a find. I had to go up to Jeff, the owner, and say, Jeff, this place is awesome. And Cutie was telling me I can't remember what the bill was, but it's like you would expect it to be thousands of dollars with as many people as we had there. A couple hundred bucks. I mean, classic neighborhood bar. And I met a very rare sports fan. He and I discovered after talking, first of all, that we're both Polish. But the second part was that he likes the Red Sox and the Raiders. And I said, what an odd combination. I said, that's who I love. Well, loved when in terms of the Raiders. But just a great place. Oh, gosh. And, you know, and Jeff is the owner, and he works there. He was the bartender. I don't know who's making the food, but it was, I mean, they were pushing it out in volume, and it was outstanding. So the shout out to the Dugout, South Scranton. Just an amazing neighborhood bar that I guess I was not at before. Oh, anyway, it was a good night. But I told Cutie this morning, I said, Cutie, we can't go out during the week. Well, you can, I can't. I mean, all I could think of is after the show going home to sleep. Although, frankly, you guys get me all energized just being with you. And you know, the news and the politics and so forth. So, I mean, yeah, don't suffer for me. And by the way, we played Stick Out Your Can today because they normally pick up my garbage in Scranton on Thursday. But because of Veterans Day, that was moved to Friday. And I want you to think about that when you thank your DPW guys. Think of that. Not only when they get a day off, they've got to do the same amount of work in 4 days. Is there any other job like that? They've got to do their work in 4 days. So they don't get a day off. They get extra work. So shout out to the DPW guys all over this region. special shout out to Dunmore and Scranton. But I've got my Dunmore DPW shirt on that my friend Homer gave me. And the fluorescent green long sleeve. And I noticed the Scranton guys had theirs on today. The fluorescent green. Because they're out in the dark. And they want to get hit by a car and some idiot's in a big hurry. I can be guilty of that myself. But yeah. They're out there risking life and limb to clean your life up. And I feel cleansed. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the DPW all around the region. We're going to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Great to be with you on a Friday morning. It's slightly groggy because if I don't get 9 hours of sleep or at least 9 hours in bed, I just don't like it. But fortunately, I don't have a real job. We'll take a break and be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Had they let it get to that point, right? Elvis Presley, Murph says, on this date, 1960, his hit Now It's Now or Never became the fastest-selling single in the United Kingdom. Now, over 780,000 copies sold in a week. That means people had to go to stores and buy the record. And November 14th, 1965, the U.S. Army's first major military operation of the Vietnam War begins with the start of the five-day battle of Yadrang, and that is Colonel Moore, who we played at the open of our Veterans Day special on Monday. This incredible, inspiring leader, great movie, When We Were Soldiers. By the way, I just happened to come across this. I'm looking through the local papers. First of all, while she's running for Congress now, you won't be able to turn anywhere with the Scranton paper and not see Mayor Many names. They're just going to disgraceful. Anyway, I was just in down at WBRE. They've got, and it's only for, it's an odd thing. They're only for an app that you could get through your TV. They've got these podcasts, you know, video podcasts. And I was down there with a couple of weeks ago with Luzerne County Democrat Chair Thomas Shubala. And they removed him. He's a really nice guy. And I you can't figure these things out. And by the way, the Democrats aren't the only one to have infighting. So do the Republicans. And in any event, so he's out as Democrat chair in Luzerne County for, they'll always give you the reason that's not the reason. So I don't know why. Doesn't make any sense. Lee texting, you know, stop giving the secret out about the dugout. There's no sign outside for a reason. Oh, but the beautiful woodwork. I mean, I'm sorry, Lee. I cannot help but brag about the dugout. And then nobody's going to find it anyway because they don't have a sign, but it's on South Webster Avenue. Oh, Lordy. So, but I love that bar. I love bars. This is top shelf. It really is in every aspect. The people that are there, the prices, the decor, the whole package. It's just great. Anyway, something's going on at St. John's Russian Orthodox Church. It's their Christmas bazaar. It's this weekend. Me. Joan, help. Joan.
Yes, good morning.
You're on the air. Don't be talking to somebody else.
Okay, well, we're just meeting here. We didn't know we were on the air yet. They didn't inform me. Good morning, Bob.
How are you?
I'm good, Bob. I'm good. We appreciate you having us on again.
So this whole thing kicks off at 11 o'clock. This morning.
It kicks off at 11 o'clock. And, Bob, you're making me hungry talking about all that good food you had last night. And we're going to be having delicious food up here at St. John's. We're at St. John's Cathedral in Mayfield at 701 Hill Street in Mayfield. And today's menu is going to be a deep-fried pierogi, mac and cheese, cabbage and noodles, clam chowder. Tomorrow, cabbage rolls, city chicken, Italian wedding soup, hamburgers, hot dogs, sausage and peppers, kielbasa on a stick, desserts, homemade food, all homemade desserts.
Oh, my gosh. How fabulous is that? What did you say, city chicken?
A city chicken, yes.
What is that?
Pork. It's a mixture of, like, pork and beef. It's all with breadcrumbs, and then it's cooked and it is placed on a stick.
Oh, fascinating. Wow, I'd never heard of that.
So it's the easiest way to describe it is marinated cube pork on like a skewer.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
What a menu. Oh my gosh, today and tomorrow. And you know, that's unusual to have two different menus on the two different days of the bazaar.
Well, on Friday, we don't usually eat meat in the Orthodox Church. Mm-hmm. So on Friday, it's we don't have like anything with meat. It's like more of the ethnic food.
But it sounds fabulous. Wow.
Oh, yes, it's totally delicious. Totally delicious.
So 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock today, 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock tomorrow, the St. John's Russian Orthodox Cathedral Christmas Bazaar at in Mayfield. How about that?
Yes, and Bob, we have over 20 vendors on site with all kind of beautiful items. We have over 40 raffle baskets, and it's just a time you don't want to miss. We're coming back after the after COVID. We didn't have this for a few years.
Yeah,
people have been after us to resume it, so we decided to bring it back this year. We're getting so many calls, messages, and everything on there. We appreciate everything, the support, the donations. We appreciate everything.
Well, Joan Zaleski, thank you for calling in. The St. John's Russian Orthodox Christmas Bazaar today and tomorrow, 11 to 6. Amazing yes. food and much, much more. And it's a fundraiser for the church and big fundraiser. And God bless. I just think God bless America when I think of all of you doing this work for the sake of their beautiful church.
Absolutely fabulous. Mm. Bob, I have to say one more thing before I sign off.
Sure.
You are so fabulous for us. I truly appreciate all the support that you give us for this event and the car show. So we'll be talking to you about that other event, the car show, when the weather warms up.
All right, well, have like fun up there. I might sneak up there. I know the Bulldog was going to sneak up there for sure.
Okay. Bob, like I told you, we're going from warm weather with the car show to this fabulous event. So,
great stuff.
Bob, we truly appreciate you and WILK for all your support, okay? And I hope you have a fabulous day.
This area wouldn't be the same without you, so there'd be no point of having a radio show.
Bob, we appreciate you. I hope everybody has a great day. Thank you for listening, and if you're in the area, stop up in Mayfield. I tell you, you will not be disappointed.
I agree. Thank you so much. Joan Zaleski, St. John's Russian Orthodox Christmas Bazaar, today and tomorrow, 11 to 6. How fabulous. Somebody with a text about the dugout. Tell Joe Biden he will be sitting in the dugout at the East Scranton Little League. Scranton Joe. Yeah, no, we wouldn't let him in the dugout. I'd have nothing to say about it. I'd let Joe Biden in the dugout. I would. If he goes to the dugout in Southside, I'll have a beer with him. It's that magic of a place. We'll take a break, though. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We're going to be back with our great veterans tribute for the hour and the weather and more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend, John Basiliga. And just one of his great companies, because it's the weekend. Basiliga Hospitality. Three great bar restaurants that I think about constantly. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern. And the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. It's totally rebuilt, totally redone, two-story wonder. Fine dining, yeah, they got that. Matera 519, downtown Scranton. Top, top shelf, gorgeous restaurant. And the Stegmeyer Mansion. Amazing food and drinks in an incredible atmosphere of the Mary Stegmeyer Mansion. And, hey, it's the weekend. Sergey's live. You want a little nightlife? There it is, baby. All ages, too. We don't bother the kids. The kids don't bother us at Sergey's. And by the way, Atera is going to start having, for those of us who are more mature, a bar scene at night after the restaurant shuts down. We're looking forward to Atera after hours. You want to see a movie? Scranton Art House, Lackawanna Avenue. Best place to watch a first-run movie. Matthew Jones. He was from Wilkes-Barre. He passed away October 22nd this year. He was born in Wilkes-Barre and proudly served this country in the United States Army as a medic, a role through which he demonstrated his lifelong dedication to helping others. Following his military service, he worked as an X-ray technician for 17 years. He loved to fish, and he always did a project around the house or lent a helping hand to anyone in need. Talented carpenter, woodworker, who was known for his energy and drive, never one to sit still for long. He was deeply family-oriented. Survived by his devoted wife, Dominique Jalen Jones. His daughter-in-law, his grandson, his great-grandsons, three sisters. Tragically, Matthew Jones was preceded in death by his beloved son, Patrick, and his granddaughter, Sarah. Matthew Jones. William Jansen, Scranton. He was 85 when he passed November 5th. Survived by his devoted wife of 60 years, Joanna Miko Jansen, with whom he built a life rooted in faith and family. Born in Scranton, known fondly as Bill or Poppy to his grandchildren, a proud graduate of South Catholic High School, class of 1958. Bill went on to serve this country in the United States Army, carrying that sense of duty into every chapter of his life. For four decades, Bill worked with HarperCollins. His work ethic and dedication earned him a great deal of respect there. Man of deep faith, he was member of the Holy Name Society, the Knights of Columbus. He was a true family man, always putting himself second. He was punctual and was always early for piano recitals, sporting events for children and grandchildren. He was surrounded also by a large friend group and considered them as close as family. In addition to his cherished wife, he survived by his daughters, his son, his beloved grandchildren, sisters, and other family members. William Bill Jansen. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga. and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, clouds and breaks of sun, 47 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Saturday, or as Cutie would say, Sari, cloudy with rain developing late in the day, 50 degrees. Sunday, windy and cooler, rain showers, flurries likely, 45. Not a great weather report, but okay, that's what it is. And I messed that up. Oh, I keep thinking about my friend Jack Kuchak. Anyway, I messed that up. Bob, the tell Joe Biden to go to the dugout, meaning the bar, and he'll end up sitting at the dugout at the East Scranton Little League. That's what you meant. I get it. Hey, let's go right to Donald from Pittston. Donald, how are you, my friend?
Oh, good. I got some news for you. I want to do some talking here because, and then you can respond. Okay, the stimulus. There's $2,000 checks going out. It's official. The Gazette said everyone under $100,000 income will get $2,000, and it's going to cost. The tariffs already raised $220 billion. Trump wants to give it back to the people. And the whole deal is going to cost only $326 billion. It'll help people. You know, the checks are definitely going out. So all of you, and I got all the numbers here for you. And I can be honest about it. I know Trump a long time. I used to know people that, like, know him. I used to drive down to his casinos when I was younger, people. My friend owned a little tavern. It was called Jenny's Inn, Pete, in Dunmore. And,
oh, Pete Gasoline. I love Jenny's. Oh, that was a great stop.
They tore it down.
Yeah.
This is a true story. I would never make this up. Pete would do these bus trips down, and Trump would give him a deal. Trump and his pit bosses would go up there twice a year. They would spend $1,500.
And
leave
Jenny's.
A $300 tip. Everybody would get everything for free, the food and everything. I'm telling you, this guy got a heart bigger than Mount Everest. I seen it. Melania seen it, and his kids. Hopefully, everybody in America is now going to see what this guy can do because he's really a big-hearted man. He'd give you the shirt off his back. I was in his casinos, trust me, comps for rooms and everything. He's a good man. If you're loyal to him and you're reputable, he'll do anything for you.
Donald, he went to Jenny's Inn when he was casino mogul. Oh, the pit bosses
his
went
pit
up.
Bosses
he sent the pit bosses
up.
Okay.
He had like three pit bosses.
Well, Pete Castellani was quite a character. I loved him.
Right. Yeah. So they go up there. Pete was on a bus trip down overnight, $75. You get food, drinks, everything, you know.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
back then.
Nice.
But $1,500 back then is like $7,500 now. You know, everybody would get food, drinks,
yep.
whatever it was.
Yep.
I knew the owners. Wow.
Yeah.
And a $300 tip, that was huge back then, you know.
We're talking
like in the 90s, late 90s, before 9/11, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful thing. And, They continued. They were like, you know, they go back and forth, and then, you know, well, Pete died, and it ended. But, Trump always had tentacles in the northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, the kids, the sons are so many friends here.
Liked
yeah.
Them. Yeah. He helped a lot of people. Don't believe it. He fed half of that Atlantic City, all those blacks there. I know. He had a billboard there, affordable buffet right over the Taj, and he'd we have extra buffet coupons, and we'd even give it to the people that were outside. They come in and eat. Now, he's a good man. He's a big heart, and he's getting a bad rap about, you know, what happened the last election. So I'm glad he's getting off the ropes. No more rope and dope. Start floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. And let's show these guys what you got, Donnie. Come on. You got deep pockets. Let's do it.
We love it. All right, Donald, I qualify for the check, so I'm excited if it happens.
Well, the midterms. I don't care how you get there. You better give it to the people than some illegal immigrants.
Amen. And by the way, let's give that the 400. He's talking also about that $400 billion that was the Democrats wanted to go to the insurance companies to try to pretend Obamacare was not a failure. He wants to send it to us. I'm all for that, too.
Bob, I got the numbers on that. I'll tell you next week. You'll have a heart attack. Oh, man. I got all the numbers on that, what happened and with the deal and everything. We'll talk about that next week, about
all
the
right.
subsidies and stuff.
Donald only gives out his info a little at a time.
No, it's all legitimate. You can read it on the internet, and everything's certified.
We'll wait for it. Okay, brother. Thank you.
Right, go on. Look, it's on there now. Newsweek, everything. All right, bye-bye.
All the pleasure. Donald from Pittston. Hey, let's take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return. Ray Charles, Murph tells us that on November 14th, 1960, he had his first number one hit with that great song, Georgia on My Mind. And our friend Joe from Berwick, he sent me this beautiful picture. He mentioned it when he called in the other day, of St. Mary's Church with the American flags representing veterans. And just thank you for sending that, Joe. It's absolutely beautiful. Great stuff. Hey, I haven't found an update on John Fetterman's condition. I might have to check with Brian Hughes on that. He got lightheaded and fell. And, I mean, he falls from a long way at 6'9", and was banged up pretty good. But we haven't had an update or heard an update. I was following the news all this morning and didn't find it. Didn't find anything about it. So Godspeed to him that Fetterman gets better. This morning, it's a sad morning. My friend Jack Kuchak being buried this morning, leaving behind his wife Chrissy and his daughter, 49. Just a tragic ATV accident, of all things, up in... up at the Lake Wampanoag. Sad, so sad day for so many people that whose lives he touched. And there were many, believe me, there were many. Looking at, are we getting back to normal? That's the question. Those of you who maybe receive SNAP benefits or who have been traveling, let us know if things are getting better the first day after the Republicans, with help from a few intrepid Democrats, reopened the country. We'll be back. Bob Dylan, this date 1962, Murph tells us he recorded his hit, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And, of course, Apollo 12 blasting off for the moon with that scary couple of lightning strikes this date in 1969. Oh, man. You talk about brave people. They didn't know. You talk about courage and bravery. They didn't know if they were going to come back alive. They didn't know if they were going to be able to blast off. Amazing. Somebody asking who sings the garbage can song. Bulldog, look that up, would you? Are you listening to me, my friend? He threw the glass, so look it up and let me know. Somebody asking about it, because I'm actually curious about it now that you ask. Somebody texted in, no mention of contractors Trump cheated building casinos. Well, troll, the story was about, Donald told was something about something completely different. Jesus, you've got TDS, you need help. So somebody tells a good story, a heartwarming story about Trump, and you've got to come up with something. You feel compelled to come up with something that's anti-Trump. You've got a problem. Please seek help. I beg you. And another listener says, delusional to think Trump is giving any kind of money to the people. What happened to those Doge checks? Well, Doge got its wings clipped by the Democrats, who hated cutting spending. You know how much more they could have found? They still did a great job for the country exposing the scam of nonprofits and NGOs administering ridiculous programs to the tune of $1 trillion a year of our money. By the way, money we don't have, we're borrowing it. But people like you that oppose Trump went after him to stop Doge, and you stopped Doge with court case after court case, whining after whining. What happened to the Doge checks? You happened to the Doge checks. My God. You talk about zero self-awareness. By the way, I just noticed on WILK News that this Kyle Rittenhouse event It's canceled at the Woodlands because apparently they were receiving, according to Teddy Daniels, they were receiving threats. Now, I don't understand this. Luzerne County Republican Committee publicly distanced itself from the gathering. I don't know why. I mean, I really don't get it. All this internecine warfare within these political parties, I don't get it. If somebody wants to have an event with Kyle Rittenhouse, let him have the event. Why do you think you have to distance yourself or oppose it? I don't get it. I really don't. Kyle Rittenhouse is not a hero, but he's a symbol. He's a symbol of the insanity of the left. During the disgraceful summer of love, 2020. What's wrong with this event? I don't get it. Why would you even have to comment on it? Luzerne County Republican Party. I don't understand. I don't know. I'm not understanding. Somebody texted in, Trump does a great job of making people anti-Trump. He does. There's no doubt about it. He actually relishes it. But listen, if I hated somebody and they had these policies and these results, both first term and now, I could care less if I don't like him. I'd be voting for him and supporting him, period. I don't understand you. I really don't. Is it about the country or is it about you and your little personal feelings? That's the problem with the TDS people. I don't understand you. You've got a problem that you should deal with. You hate Trump so much that you don't care if he's successful. In fact, you don't want him to be successful. I don't get it. I hated Biden because of who he was, but if he actually was a normal human being and had good policies, I'd say, well, okay, I don't like him, but... And you guys can't do that. I don't get it. All right, my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's way past time for the news. It's 10:02 and change. So let's do that. They've got Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, G-Shock, and guess what? It's also the best jewelry store in town. We'll maybe... We're going to try to maybe get rope Alex Bicardo into talking to us today. But let's take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back after the news with Brian Hughes.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.